Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. On the show with us this evening, Bullet for My Valentine singer Matt Tuck. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Happy to have you on the show. New Bullet for My Valentine album, Venom, coming out on August 14th. Matt, so many of your influences are classic bands that have been around for a long time. What makes music timeless to you, and are you conscious about trying to make your music timeless too?
Yeah, I think that's kind of growing up with the type of bands that I loved, you know what I mean? They're the type of band that are still going strong, you know? So I think it's just kind of something that I've always subconsciously tried to do. It's just to write music which I feel will stand the test of time, you know what I mean? And sometimes I feel that's what I do, sometimes I don't, you know? But I think on this new album especially, I think we've done something a little bit special for some reason. I don't know why it feels special, and I think it's the strongest album we've done, and hopefully it is one of those albums like many people regard our first album as. I think this one is more in keeping with that, and it has a bit more of that timeless feel, so hopefully we've done what we need to do.
From the new Bullet for My Valentine album, Venom, this is No Way Out. Full Metal Jackie with Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine on the show with us. Your new bass player, Jamie, is also a really good singer. What changes most for you having another voice to complement or contrast your singing?
I don't know really. It's just nice to have someone on board that is a legitimate singer, you know what I mean? It's something which enhances my vocal ability. It's something that complements it when we do the live stuff, like harmonies and backing vocals and stuff like that. And it's just made me kind of enjoy what I do a bit more now for some reason. It's just motivated me when he sings and does his backing vocal parts and it sounds so strong. It just makes me feel like I need to up my game and just be as good, if not better, which hopefully I am as the lead singer. But it just makes me want to be a really good singer. It's just inspiring to hear someone singing on our songs that has such an amazing voice, you know. It's a really cool thing to hear.
Bullet for My Valentine singer Matt Tuck is our guest on the show this evening. Quick break. Still to come this hour, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. New music from Kissing Candace. More with Matt after this. Full Metal Jackie with Matt Tuck, singer for Bullet for My Valentine, on the show with us. New Bullet for My Valentine album coming out on August 14th. It's called Venom. You Want a Battle, Here's a War. The tune addresses bullying, something you experienced as a kid. How much of the forcefulness of your music continues to be reactionary to memories of being put down?
Up until recently, it wasn't very apparent at all, really. You know, I think the last couple of albums where I think I've kind of, the team has been let down slightly is having real content which has an emotional connection with myself, you know. But I think on this time round, you know, we wanted to make a lot more of an aggressive record. We wanted to make it heavier and darker than we ever done before. And I think, you know, a big part in making that come to reality was having lyrical content which was emotionally challenging for me, you know what I mean? So revisiting places that weren't so good when I was growing up, like my early teens and coming through young adulthood and stuff like that, and just being picked on and not taken seriously and stuff like that, you know, it was as soon as I got into that headspace, it was kind of easy. You know, getting there was not so easy just because of the way my life has turned out and how I am as a person, and very content and happy with my life, you know what I mean? So to revisit those places was a bit more challenging than it may sound, but as soon as I kind of got the core themes and started to get my head back into the space of writing stuff that was, you know, had emotional impact on me growing up and getting back into that world, it was a very rewarding experience, you know. And as soon as I got a couple of the key songs out, it was quite easy then.
Full Metal Jackie with Matt Tuck of Bullet for My Valentine on the show. Up next, new music from Cold Chamber, and we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Matt Tuck will be picking music. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie with Bullet for My Valentine singer Matt Tuck on the show with us. Tonight, the new album, Venom, coming out on August 14th. Venom is a very angry, aggressive album. When you're making that kind of music, how do you safeguard yourself from slipping fully into that mindset?
I just think it's just, you know, having just the, I don't know, I just, you know, we just wanted to keep us who we were. We didn't want it to be over the top in any respect, musically, lyrically, vocally. You know, we always wanted it to sound like a Bullet record, but we just wanted it to be dark and aggressive, you know. So we kind of know our limitations and we know our identity and how we need to sound and how we should sound. So it wasn't too hard to keep things reined in. You know, I think the balance that we've got between the energy, the aggressiveness, the darkness of the lyrical content and the way the melodies are, you know, I think we got the balance just right, because it still sounds like us, but it's definitely the most aggressive and darkest sounding record we've ever done, you know what I mean? So it wasn't an easy place to get to. It took a lot of writing and it took a lot of demoing and scrapping, and, you know, a lot of effort went into the way the album is, you know, which on the last album is a complete opposite. We didn't do any pre-writing, pre-production or anything. So I think the differences between the last two albums are massive, you know, and I think it's because of that, really. Just the amount of time we spent writing this record and thinking about it rather than just doing it. It was kind of a challenging process, and it was quite long-winded, but I think now that we've done that, we put that effort in, you know, the album speaks for itself, and it's the strongest thing we've ever done by a mile.
Full Metal Jacket with Bullet for My Valentine, singer Matt Tuck on the show with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock, brutal pick of the week. Going to hear new music from Fear Factory and more with Matt. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Matt Tuck of Bullet for My Valentine. Matt, what's the biggest difference between what you initially envisioned and how Venom ultimately turned out?
It's actually turned out exactly how we wanted it to, you know, but like I said in the last comments, really, it took a while to get there, just because we had such a clear vision this time around of how we wanted it to sound and how we wanted it to feel, more importantly. You know, we wanted people to connect with it, and we wanted people to feel something again, whether it was angry or upset or whatever, you know what I mean? It was just something that we thought had been lacking on the last album, was just energy. So, you know, having the concept of trying to make an aggressive record, making it very dark, having lyrical content which touches a nerve with me initially, and hopefully a lot of people that hear it, you know, as soon as we had those kind of parameters, that's kind of the road we went down. And, you know, it did take a lot of writing and scrapping and starting again, but the album actually turned out exactly how we wanted it to, which was kind of a nice reward at the end of it.
Full Metal Jacket, you're going to take a quick break. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up next, as well as new music from Cataclysm, who have a new album that just came out. And we'll have more with Matt from Bullet for My Valentine. Full Metal Jacket, Matt Tuck from Bullet for My Valentine on the show with us. The new album, Venom, coming out August 14th. And you guys are going to be out with Slipknot and Lamb of God all summer long. What are your plans beyond the summer?
Beyond summer, we have quite extensive worldwide touring, really. It's we've got already on sale. We've got a big UK European headline run already on sale, already pretty much sold out, which is great. We've got Ozfest in Japan coming up in November. And just loads of stuff behind the scenes. You know, we've got a headline run coming up in the States next year, which is currently being rooted as well, which is great. And obviously festival season next year for Europe is already kind of being worked out and stuff, so it's just massive extensive touring, really. You know, it's always a challenging but very enjoyable time for a band when they embark upon a new cycle. You know, it's quite daunting, but as soon as you get going, you know, it's the best thing in the world. So we're very excited, can't wait to get going.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for being on the show, and good luck with the tour this summer and this upcoming album release. Thanks, Matt.
Excellent. Thanks very much for having me.